This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation, a great day, facing a very great threat. The threat? Well, it's nuclear war, actually. That's what Gordon Chang points out, and he collates a bunch of information, a great deal of intelligence, and some of it very, very sobering. After that gaudy celebration of 100 years of glory by the Chinese Communist Party, Gordon Chang points out that China is preparing for nuclear war. Against whom? Well, let's go to that and what America needs to do to be ready for this emerging threat. It's a pleasure always, well, not under these circumstances necessarily, but I enjoy speaking to Gordon G. Chang. You can reach him on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. He's tweeted one of his most recent columns under the heading, China is preparing for nuclear war. Okay, what's the most sobering evidence that this is not just alarmism, this is not just a passing fear, this is a very serious threat, Gordon Chang? What's the most sobering detail to capture our attention?
The most sobering detail is China building 119 silos in the desert in Gansu province. And it's also building elsewhere 26 silos, so a total of 145. These are for the DF-41 missile, which has a range of perhaps 9,300 miles at the maximum end. That means it can reach any part of the continental United States. Each DF-41 has 10 warheads. So that means that these silos, if they are all filled, and some may be decoys, but if they are all filled, then we're talking about a China that wants a nuclear arsenal, which is at least as large as ours, and maybe even larger, because China also has warheads on mobile wheeled vehicles, and they've also got submarines, of course, and nukes from planes. So this is more than just what people have been saying for a long time, that China just wants a minimal deterrent. No, it appears that it wants a war-fighting capability. And that means we've got to be concerned, because it's not just China, it's also Russia. Combined, the two of them, they've got a far bigger arsenal than we do.
Okay, Richard Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center is cited in your column. And he says China requires nuclear missile superiority because it wants to destroy democracy in Taiwan, it wants to destroy the U.S.-led military alliance system in Asia, and it wants to be the military hegemon on Earth by mid-century. What does that mean for America's future?
It means that you've got a Chinese regime which is both arrogant and insecure, and that means that we cannot assume that they have the same doctrines that we have with regard to our nuclear arsenal. And so eventually it means that we have to rethink what we do with our nukes and the way that we deal with China. China right now looks like, and we hear this, Michael, not just speculating about what Chinese leaders think. I mean, we hear what they actually say. And periodically you have generals and even political leaders talk about using their nukes in a situation which it's clear that they want to use them first. In other words, they want to use them for offensive capabilities. These are threats that are made which are unprovoked and which remind us that it's not about us, Michael. It's about them. It's about the insecurity at the top of the Chinese regime. It's about Chinese arrogance. And it's about a state which is hostile and belligerent and doesn't share our same ideals, of course, and doesn't share our military doctrines.
So what about the idea that the United States has invested a great deal of money over the last 40 years on anti-missile systems? And we're given credit to some of those anti-missile systems for helping us win the Cold War, giving the Soviet Union the idea that, no, they would never overmatch us. We are far more advanced than the Chinese still, are we not, in terms of those anti-missile systems that we can protect ourselves, at least to some extent, from them, but they would have no real protection against us. Isn't that the case?
Our technology is far advanced of China's, because China has not deployed anti-missile systems like we have. But our system is extremely small. We have under 50 launchers, which means if you have to target each incoming warhead or each incoming missile with two, maybe three, we can maybe take down, if we're lucky, maybe 15 or so. You know, that is insignificant when you're dealing with China. And it's even insignificant when you're dealing with a North Korea, which could soon have enough missiles to overwhelm us. So, yeah, we've got great technology, but we haven't deployed it in a way which is able really to have a significant impact on China and Russia. And China and Russia know that.
Okay, what do you believe, Gordon Chang, and you can reach him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. What do you believe is the right course for American defense officials and for the President of the United States facing this kind of threat?
Well, first of all, we've got to modernize our aging arsenals. We have warheads. But they were made decades ago, and we at this point are not at a point where we can say that we can keep up with the Russians and the Chinese together, especially if they combine themselves in an alliance. It may not be a formal alliance, but they are working together. The other thing, the most important thing, is not the question of number of warheads we have or even the size of our militaries. It's really a question of political will. Because we could have the most capable military on Earth, which we do, but it could be basically useless. And the reason is that if the Chinese don't think we'll use it, then they don't think it's a factor. And right now, they do not believe that Americans have political will. And this is not just an assessment of the Biden administration. This is what they probably thought about Trump, though to a lesser degree than Biden, who they really don't respect. But they also believe that Americans just aren't willing to defend their friends and allies and themselves. And people like President Obama gave them plenty of reason to believe that there is no political will.
There is a piece by Brett Stevens today in the New York Times, and under the heading, China Won't Bury Us Either. And he concludes the piece by saying, Xi Jinping may think that one day a disciplined and directed Chinese system will bury an aimless, unserious free world. Nikita Khrushchev once had a similar thought, something to remember in this time of Western self-doubt. He's talking about Khrushchev saying, we will bury you, and of course it was the old Soviet Union that collapsed. He talks about China being, as you mentioned, insecure, and a regime that is based on lies, and he says that is a profound underlying weakness. Do you think that Stevens has a point?
Well, he has a point. The United States is a far stronger society than China when you look at almost every metric. But the Chinese don't look at it that way. And they're right to, because the question is, do you have the will to defend yourselves? Remember, China just deliberately released a disease that has killed, at this moment, 605,000 Americans. And we have a president who doesn't really care. I mean, he is not concerned about the origins of this disease. He doesn't want to impose costs on China for killing 605,000 Americans. So if you're Xi Jinping and you look at this and you're looking at the Americans, you could say, yeah, they're really strong, but they will not defend themselves. And I think he might be right on that. That's why we have to be extremely concerned.
You just said, I believe you said China deliberately released a disease. That's different from saying it might have been a lab leak. Can you continue for a few minutes more, Gordon, on that issue and more regarding China national security?
I would love to. Thank you, Michael.
Terrific. We will be right back with more with Gordon G. Chang. And what do you do about one of the gravest menaces of our lifetimes? We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, speaking with Gordon Chang. He has written a very provocative, in fact, very alarming and already controversial column called China is Preparing for Nuclear War. He is the author of, most recently, The Great U.S.-China Tech War and previously The Coming Collapse of China and previous to that, writing on the North Korean nuclear threat. We were talking right now about this building program of these silos, and I don't think anyone has disputed that they're there. And you even indicate, Gordon, that some of them may be decoys. They may be attempts by the Chinese to scare the rest of the world. I have a several-part question here, and I think this goes right into the nitty-gritty and the kind of stuff that keeps people awake at night, particularly if you're involved in national security. The general consensus seems to be that it is not out of the question, it's not unimaginable, that China would make some kind of military strike against Taiwan. And which is a country more than 20 million people, it's an economic power, and China doesn't recognize it as a nation at all, and believes it part of the homeland. If China does attack Taiwan, would the United States, do you believe, involve itself in the defense of that island nation?
We would involve ourselves in some way, Michael. The question is whether we would actually fight. And that, to me, is not clear. And it's not clear in this administration, and it's not even clear in the previous administration whether they would do that. But I believe that we have no practical choice. I believe that we have to do this because a number of things. First of all, Taiwan is at a strategic location where the South China Sea and East China Sea meets. It is absolutely essential for the defense of Japan. And matter of fact, the Japanese deputy prime minister said that Japan would fight for Taiwan, so we should as well. But it's something more important, and that is that China's attacking not only our democracy, it's attacking the whole notion of democracy. We cannot allow the Chinese to absorb any democracy, especially one we have a close relationship with. It means that our alliances, not only in Asia, but in Europe, could fall apart very quickly as people questioned American resolve. And we'd have to deal with the Chinese anyway. So I'd rather deal with them in Taiwan rather than deal with them in Hawaii or California.
Okay. I've read a great deal about the analysis strategically about who would have the advantage in a conventional confrontation with the Chinese over Taiwan. And nobody seems to be sure, of course, but I think the general consensus is the United States, because of greatly superior technology, would probably have something of an advantage. Is the Chinese nuclear effort here one to just try to keep America out of a forthcoming struggle with Taiwan? Is they trying to scare us away from getting too deeply involved in defense of Taiwan?
Well, they have threatened to nuke Los Angeles in order to so they could grab Taiwan. So, yeah, I think that that is in part of it. But, you know, in terms of the if you just take nuclear weapons out of it altogether, China is much closer to the scene of action, can deploy forces faster, and also has a bigger navy than we have at this point. And our navy is spread around the world with global commitments. China's navy can be concentrated on the island of Taiwan. So I think, as we have heard from many analysts, that China does have the advantage on a conventional ship versus ship, plane versus plane. That doesn't mean we wouldn't win, but it does mean that this could be very dicey, especially if China strikes first. They could take down our satellites, and they could basically blind the United States. Not only could our military be blind, but, you know, your car, as you try to get from here to your grocery store, you wouldn't have navigation. So, yes, this could be extremely dangerous for us.
And one of the other things that people speculate about is we have other rogue nations like North Korea and like Iran, all of which seem to be cooperating to some extent. Would it not be possible, if there was a first strike by the Chinese, that it would be coordinated with some kind of Iranian attempt to, say, take down Saudi Arabia?
You have to assume that, Michael. You'd have to assume that both Iran and North Korea, who have very close relations with Beijing, would be launching attacks of some sort. You'd have to assume that Pakistan would be going after India. You'd have to assume that Russia would be going after the Baltic states and Ukraine. So, yes, this is how it can spread. You have one incident involving one of those regimes, and they probably all would get involved in some way. So, yes, this will be a global conflict from the get-go.
What do you think is the most important response that the United States government could offer?
I think the President of the United States should say in private to the Chinese and in public that the United States will defend Taiwan, and that if Taiwan wants a mutual defense treaty with the United States, that we will enter into one. We do that, and China slinks away. They are not willing to do this. Even if they believe that they could take Taiwan short of the use of nukes, they're probably not going to do it, because Communist Party foreign policy, his primary goal is not to take Taiwan, but is to keep the Communist Party in power. And Xi Jinping probably would believe that the costs involved would be far too high, even if successful, for the Communist Party to remain in power.
There's a piece in Bloomberg just appeared with the headline, "When will China rule the world?" ? And then it says, "Maybe never." What do you say with China and a continued power for another 100 years of the Chinese Communist Party? If that party maintains its current focus, it's either rule or ruin, right? This is not a party that will accept anything short of a Chinese hegemony.
Yes. Peaceful coexistence is not on the menu, because it's not about us, Michael. I mean, with regard to the United States, the Chinese communists believe that we have an enormous inspirational impact on the Chinese people. And so by our very existence as a democracy, we're an existential threat to China. So China will do all that it can. Remember last year, it fomented violence on American streets. That's an act of war. It also counterfeited our currency, again an act of war. It made sure that fentanyl was smuggled into the United States to kill Americans. Perhaps as many as 53,000 died last year, though you can argue about the numbers. But this is a regime that's killed Americans. And by the way, when we started out at the beginning or the end of last segment, this was they deliberately spread coronavirus beyond their borders. So, yeah, that's 605,000 Americans.
And that's Gordon G. Chang with a sobering perspective. He's reachable on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War. Let's hope it's not becoming a shooting war. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about some of the shooting war on America's streets. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First responders are not stopping their efforts at the site of the deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida.
We're able to remove 124 tons of debris, so equivalent now to 5 million pounds of debris off the pile.
Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky saying federal agencies and out-of-town rescuers are still helping search through the piles of debris. As Tropical Storm Elsa continues to head towards Florida, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is telling his state to get ready for a lot of rain.
You will see flash flooding conditions in many parts of Florida as this thing moves through.
He says the northern part of the state could get hit especially hard. However, DeSantis saying evacuations on a wide scale likely will not be needed. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved show, while there are continued threats around the world from the coronavirus, from 19, coronavirus 19, and COVID-19, not to mention the new Delta and other variants, all of that is still plaguing the world and to some extent the United States of America, despite the fact that we have been largely able to reopen our society. But the violence epidemic that has just exploded since the first of the year, since the advent of this new administration, and I don't believe you can put the blame directly on the Biden administration somehow for this, but there needs to be more action than what we are receiving right now, more leadership. And CNN gave a report on the situation with murders and shooting over the weekend, this 4th of July extended weekend, all across the United States. This is clip two.
Right, what should have been a long weekend of great celebration now leaves more grieving families. Across the U.S., at least 150 people killed by gun violence in more than 400 shootings. That's according to the Gun Violence Archive. In New York City, there were 26 victims in 21 shootings from Friday through Sunday. That's actually down from the same period last year, despite an overall increase in recent gun violence in this city. In Chicago, meanwhile, 83 people were shot, 14 killed. Among the injured, two Chicago police officers and two little girls, age 5 and 6. One of those killed was a private in the Illinois National Guard.
In Fort Worth, Texas, 8 people were hurt after an argument led to a shootout near a car wash. In Toledo, Ohio, a 17-year-old was killed and 11 other people were injured in a shooting at a large block party. And in Norfolk, Virginia, 4 children were shot Friday afternoon, including 3 teens and a 6-year-old girl. now reported in stable condition. Police have charged a 15-year-old boy in connection with that shooting.
Okay, the numbers are just extraordinary, and it is coast to coast. You heard there the total of 150 dead and 400 shootings, and at least 90 people had been shot, 15 dead in Chicago, just since the beginning of the Independence Day weekend. In Los Angeles, more than a dozen killed this weekend. Many of the shootings stemmed from arguments. There was a car wash in Fort Worth, Texas. You just heard about it early Sunday, in which 8 people were injured. 2 teenagers are dead after apparently exchanging gunfire that wounded 3 others at a downtown Cincinnati park. 2 teenagers, where hundreds of teens were gathered Sunday, police said. 3 men were killed and 2 others were injured in a 4th of July shooting in a Dallas neighborhood. In just over a 3-hour period from late on July 4th to the wee hours of July 5th, 11 people were reported shot, and 1 died in Kansas City. This in separate incidents. Overall, as of Monday, how many people had died of gun violence this year, which is now just a little bit more than half over? 10,260 homicides. A total of 22,536 people died, with 12,276 as suicides. This is appalling. And for people who deny that there is a violence crisis going on right now in our country, here's a perspective of a Bronx native who was interviewed by News 12 in New York about what's going on in America's largest city. This is clip one.
There's a lot of crime happening in the Bronx. There's shootings every day. There are over maybe 2 or 3 shootings a week in the Bronx. And we can't police ourselves. We need authority to come into our communities.
Bronx-raised Melody Jimenez is a straight shooter when it comes to talking about preventing crime in the borough.
Why would we defund officers that come out here every day and risk their lives? Because there's a lot of money in these streets for these pure violence organizations, and nothing is really changing.
Okay. The idea that the main threat is coming from police, there's something that represented a remarkably professional and encouraging demonstration of policing that has gotten very little attention. You know the old principle, if a plane lands on time and safely and no one is injured and there's no problem and no engine falls off and there's no passenger who's unruly, you never hear about that flight. This is a situation where over the weekend at 1 or it may have been close to 2 in the morning in Massachusetts, near Wakefield, Massachusetts, outside of Boston, a police officer saw a bunch of guys who were apparently switching gas canisters or gassing up their cars. They were paused at the side of the road. And they were guys wearing tactical gear, were wearing body armor, and carrying rifles. And the guys happened to be part of a group called Rise of the Moors, which is a black nationalist sovereign citizen group by people who believe they are part of an international Moorish nation, which doesn't really exist, and that they are not citizens of the United States, and they are not bound to follow any United States authority. Originally, there was just 1 police officer, 1 car. He called for backup. It came quickly. And to the enormous credit of the Massachusetts State Police, they avoided any violence at all, took the individuals into custody who did not have the right under Massachusetts law to brandish their rifles. A number of them ran into the woods. They said they were on their way to a training. What I was wondering about was this, was that for people who are convinced that the police everywhere are basically have it out for black people, these offenders who were all arrested are all black people. If everything had been the same in this situation, but there had been all white people together with drawn long rifles and tactical gear and saying they're going to do training as sovereign citizens, with all of the concern that we have right now with the government saying that the biggest domestic threat to America is white supremacists, everybody confident that it would have worked out as well? I hope so. I assume so. But this, again, credit where credit is due. There's also some credit from a number of localities that are making a move on trying to clear away encampments from sidewalks and parks and schools and libraries in one of America's largest cities and in a smaller city, Everett, Washington. Positive steps, it seems to me, in that direction. What is it that countries, that cities, counties, municipalities can do? Well, one of the things they can do is to invoke the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. What does that have to do with clearing away homeless encampments? We will explain, and also there is the president's personal response to an Olympic sprinter who is banned from competing because of weed. Isn't weed supposed to be legal in a lot of places now? Not the Olympics. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, there has been quite a bit of attention paid to the banning from the Olympics of the sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson. But President Biden says he's still proud of her. Why? Well, he said because she responded well to the fact that she was banned. What exactly is she supposed to do? President Joe Biden said over the weekend he's proud of sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, but he doesn't think she should be reinstated to the U.S. Olympic track team after being bounced for pot use. President Biden said the rules are the rules. Okay? And that's true. He was speaking at a farm stand in Central Lake, Michigan during his trip to Michigan, in which there was also lavish news coverage of him ordering an ice cream cone. And the ice cream cone was mint chip ice cream, apparently. Richardson, 21, won the 100-meter dash in 10.86 seconds at the U.S. Olympic trials in June 19th, but later tested positive for THC, the chemical in marijuana. Now, okay, marijuana is legal in major states right now. What's the problem? It's not legal in the Olympics. The test results meant a 30-day suspension from competition. Weed is considered a banned substance by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, and USA Track and Field. Richardson told NBC News Friday, "I want to take responsibility for my actions. I'm not looking for an excuse." Okay, what's amazing about this is the lack of judgment. If you have been spending your whole life building up to this moment and competing in the Olympics, she, how can you take that risk so close to where you're going when you know it could cost you everything, and really the destruction of your dreams. The Olympics begin soon. It's this month in Tokyo. I know. I'm thrilled almost beyond belief. A number of celebrities, including quarterback Patrick Mahomes and NBA point guard Damian Lillard, all are protesting the suspension of Sha'Carri Richardson. Biden's reaction to Richardson's punishment puts him at odds with many of his fellow Democrats, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who blasted the International Olympic Committee's anti-weed stance as an instrument of racist and colonialist policy. Okay, how is it an instrument of racist and colonialist policy. The last I saw, this is unbelievable. The last I saw, marijuana usage was more prevalent among white people than among black people. So why is this racist and colonialist? AOC demanded Sha'Carri Richardson's return to the team. Biden's comment came one day after Matt Gaetz of Florida attacked the president for his silence on the Richardson matter. Okay, there are lots of reasons to attack President Biden, but silence on this matter, where he said she did the right thing by responding and taking responsibility. Seth Rogen has accused Team USA of racism after Sha'Carri Richardson was banned. He said it's insane that Team USA would disqualify one of the country's most talented athletes over thinking that's rooted in hatred. It's something they should be ashamed of. Also, if weed made you fast, I'd be Flojo. Okay. That's a pretty good line. That's a pretty good line. This is what Jemele Hill had to say, the ESPN host and prominent writer for The Atlantic, about this disqualification. This is explaining why some people think this is a racist and colonialist decision. This is clip three.
When you look at the full scope of what we see happening at the Olympics, Simone Biles is probably the face of this Olympic Games, at least from an American perspective. And then you have the controversy around Gwen Berry. You fast forward to what happened with Sha'Carri Richardson. Mm-hmm. Now you have this swim cap ban that obviously affects athletes of color, obviously is an impediment to young black swimmers. And so there is something that is there, and you wonder about these old school attitudes and how they have always in many ways disproportionately impacted athletes of color, but in particular black people, because that's who we're talking about here.
Okay, I will not express an opinion on this except that it's another indication of why I am not the world's biggest fan. In fact, I am no fan at all of the Olympic Games. What she's talking about the swim cap ban, the International Swimming Federation, FINA, says it is reviewing its decision not to allow the use of swimming caps designed for natural black hair at the Tokyo Olympics this summer. FINA drew heavy criticism after Soul Cap, which is a UK-based brand, announced that the governing body for aquatic sports refused to approve the caps designed for swimmers with thick, curly, and voluminous hair in international competitions. The reason given was that their caps do not follow the natural form of the head. Soul Cap told the BBC. Wait a minute, is Soul Cap admitting that their caps do not follow the natural form of the head? Do you have a good feeling coming up to this Olympics? Everything's going to work out great. One can only wish great success for some of the very gifted American athletes who've been working so hard for this moment. Okay, speaking about other things that might count as encouraging news, the Los Angeles City Council voted today to draft new rules barring homeless people from camping near schools, parks, libraries, and other sensitive facilities. This had been in the works for a while. This is a change in direction for a city struggling to address a humanitarian crisis while also restoring aspects to its public spaces. On a 12-3 vote, council members asked the city's lawyers to quickly draw up a law prohibiting sleeping, lying, and storing possessions near a variety of public facilities, including public schools. Boy, is that ever relevant to Seattle with the continued homeless encampment on public school property right adjacent to a K-12 school. Sleeping, lying, and stereo storing possessions near a variety of public facilities, including public schools and homeless shelters. It also would bar tents and encampments from blocking sidewalks in ways that prevent wheelchair users from traveling on them in violation of the Federal Americans with Disability Act. Backers of the new proposed ordinance described it as a humane alternative to a previous measure that had been proposed, saying it would limit the involvement of law enforcement, would require 14 days notice that camping is barred in a particular location, and seek to have homeless people comply voluntarily. But they also argued that it would help Angelenos regain public spaces currently occupied by tents, furniture, or other possessions. Paul Krikorian, who co-authored the proposal, he's a council member, said they want to be able to use their parks and their sidewalks and their libraries. They want to be able to go into the entrance of their business. They want to be able to know that when they pull into a parking lot, they don't have to worry about running over someone when they're going through the driveway. I have a friend who used to live in Marina del Rey in Los Angeles area, who got into her car one morning in her garage, her enclosed garage, and pulled out to go to work and broke the legs of a homeless guy who had camped under her car. And again, it's an unacceptable situation. And one of those areas where, honest to God, we can do better, don't you think, in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.